This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, October 14th. God's word for you today is stand. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. And it says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. The school fees are due. The schools are writing, threatening to kick the child out of school. The bills are piling on the table. What should you do? Look at the bill, smile, and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The rent is due, and you have been given the pay or exit notice. You have a choice. You can either worry yourself sick, or you can say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The truth is that no one has ever paid rent with worry. No one has ever paid their children's school fees with worry. Nobody has ever done that before. You will not be the first, so there is no point, because it is not going to happen. We are men of like passions. I have been through a lot, but I'm getting stronger every day. I am getting fitter every day. I am getting sharper spiritually every day. Do you know why? It is because it is your responsibility to refuse to let the problem get inside you. The problem is outside. Leave it there. Do not bring it inside, because when it gets inside, it destroys. And guess what? When the problem expires, the scar of the destruction remains. So the onus is on you to understand that every problem has an expiry date. You will not expire. By the time it is all said and done, the Bible says, having done all, stand. It is not having done all, sit or mourn or say, nobody knows the trouble I have seen. Nobody knows my sorrow. No, the troubles and sorrow are not yours. Give them to the owner. God sees, God knows, God rewards. All things are working for your good. The process of pain produces promotion. Every problem has an expiry date. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, for everything that happens in life, there is a reason, a right time for everything under heaven. What changes seasons is judgments, decisions, and verdict. For some of us, I believe for all of us, if you can receive it, the hand of God for judgment will be released in your favor. While praying and preparing this word, what God showed me was a gavel. So I am confident that if you will receive it, judgments will be given in your favor in Jesus' name. There is also a saying, drop the gavel. When the gavel is dropped, it means that the judgment has been dropped. I pray that every judgment against you and your destiny will be dropped in Jesus' name. By the blood of the Lamb, every handwriting against your destiny will be wiped off in Jesus' name. Mercy is what stops the hand of judgment. God will have mercy upon you. Let us pray. Father, I pray that your hand of judgment will be released in my favor, and that you will have mercy upon me and my family in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.